الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القران المجيد: اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق الانسان ضعيفا. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل امه دخل الجنه الا ابا. قيل: يا رسول الله من ابا؟ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من اطاعني فقد دخل الجنه ومن عصاني فقد ابا. وكما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many abilities, amongst which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given Muslim and non-Muslim the ability to think. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us intelligence. By intelligence we mean the ability to rationalize, to deduce, to induce, to think logically, to think in a set sequence, methodology, in a set method and sequence. Above intelligence, where intelligence ends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Muslim, has blessed us, has blessed the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with wahi, divine protector, faultless, flawless, perfect revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left sharia on the intelligence of mankind or the logic of mankind. We are seated here today, each one of us thinks differently. Each one of us rationalizes differently. Given any particular situation or any particular problem, whether it's domestic, whether it be national or international, then inshallah everyone will give his own opinion. Why? Because his intelligence fails. And Allah Rabbul Izzat has not left sharia on intelligence. The Darul Madar, the basis, the foundation of sharia is not intelligence. Then as far as logic is concerned, if we study history of logic and science of logic, we'll come to realize that there is French system of logic, that there is Chinese system of logic, German logic, American logic, English logic, Arabian logic. Now, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left it, left sharia in the hands of logic, then in the hands of China and in the hands of Russia, he would say, I've got my own system of logic and I have to test Islam with that logic. If it passes the test, then I will follow it, otherwise I will leave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left sharia at the mercy of logic or philosophers or rationalists. Why? We have got something better than intelligence. We have got something better, far superior, which supersedes logic and rationality, the philosophers. We have got wahi, divine revelation. And this tussle, and this conflict, and this fight, or this academic discussion between logic and wahi, between logic and divine revelation, between rationalism and wahi, between the intellect and wahi, is a thing of very old in nature, and it went on in Islamic history. And if you look at the corridor of Islamic history, you will see that scholars like Razi, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, stood their ground and answered those philosophers and proved that their intelligence and proved that their rationality cannot match wahi. Hellenistic theory of logic was shattered. The Greek mythology and Greek system of logic, philosophy and ideology was shattered by Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh. And if one has the ability of reading incoherences of philosophers written by Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh, although it is translated, a very difficult kitab, but if you read it, you will come to realize that how Islamic knowledge, how Islamic logic, how Islamic way supersedes everything. And this system of education which is prevalent in our country and which is prevalent where most Muslims are and so-called Islamic countries, you see, our countries which are Muslim in name, they need not be Islamic in nature. Our Muslim institutes and organizations which may be Muslim in name, need not be Islamic in nature. These are two different things. A person may have a Muslim name, but he's far from Islam. A person may write on his car a slogan about Islam, but he's far from Islam. We must understand these differences. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this wahi, which we totally rely on, and we are not at mercy of anything else. And the laws of Islam, the Shariat of Islam is based upon this. And I will say that our education, as compared to the other forms of education and systems of education prevalent throughout the world, unfortunately are corrupt. And they desire you, they indoctrinate you, they teach you, let alone you, they have taught me also, to teach you think in a Baathil fashion. How is this? It's very simple. But Islam wants us to do one thing, believe. And once we believe in a thing, we act upon it. And when we act upon it, then we will question it and think about it. Understand the secret. Allah, Al-Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believe. We believe in the Al-Qur'an. We believe in the Azab of Qabr. We believe in the reward of Sunnah. We believe in the Quran. We believe in all these things. Unconditionally we believe in these things. As Muslims, after recitation of Kalima, after bringing faith in Allah, after bringing faith in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unconditionally, we believe in these things. When we believe in it, now we act upon the injunctions given to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without the pros and the cons, without weighing in back all these things. And then we start thinking about it. And we find, alhamdulillah, with our scholars, with our pious predecessors, with our dynamic Islamic thinkers, when they thought about the laws of Islam, they have proven categorically, without any shadow of doubt, that Islamic law, whether it be local, national, or international, whether it be wuzu, taharat masla, whether it be hajj or anything, that most of them, in fact all of them, they are compatible to intelligence. Shawali Billah Ramtullah Alayhi has written Hujjatullah al-Baligha, where he proves all laws of Islam are compatible to Shariah. Mujaddid al-Fisani Ramtullah Alayhi in his Maktubat has also elucidated this fact. Manakatun Manoji Ramtullah Alayhi in Abi Hayat has also written about it. Imam Ghazali Ramtullah Alayhi in Ihya al-Ulumuddin has also stated this. So we have got these scholars who have got this. Allama Shabir Ahmad Usmani Ramtullah Ali in Al-Aqal wa Al-Naqal has also proven this. Manan Ashraf Ali Tanji Ramtullah Ali in his Marais has also written how these laws are compatible to Islam and how Islam is based upon wahi and not upon our intelligence. This Western system of education, this Baathil system, which you and I are involved in, and we must be aware of this. They want us to think first, and then to act, and then to believe. See the order. Islam wants us to believe, then act, and then think. This system wants us to think, and you and I, because we are suffering from the anxiety complex, you feel that, oh, I must think first. Why is Jesus haram? I must think first, why I must go to Ruku? I must think first, why I must say fast? I must think first. And that you feel happy because you are classified intelligent. Intelligent. You must think. Then you must ask. And then you must believe. And this criteria which they teach us, they will not apply to Judaism, Christianity, and all the party reasons. They won't apply, but they will want you to apply. Five times a day. By the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he announces and says, Hey al-Salah. Then he follows him with Hey al-Salah. Then come to Salah. And then he follows him with come to success, come to salvation. Christ tells him to say, and then also, soon, sometime or other, Muslim in ignorance and arrogance, due to stupidity and foolishness, due to weakness of Iman, he says, no, when my business is flourishing, and when I'm stable, then I'll go to Salah. When I've got enough bank, money in the bank, then I'll go to Salah. When I feel good, when I feel nice, then I'll go to Salah. When my domestic problem is solved, when I'm not throwing the pots in the pan, then I'll go to Salah. When everything is okay, then I will go to Salah. But Allah is saying, come to Salah, come to success. See the order. I understand this order, respect to the elders. Their success lies in Salah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who was tested whether Islam is based upon intelligence or rationality. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala replied, and he mentioned a masla, a rule. All of us know this one. That in winter, some of us wear leather socks, which we term as moza, or khuffain. Now khuffain, when you wear it, and subsequently you make wuzu, then you make masa on the top portion of the leg. But you walk on the bottom portion. So rationality, logic, intelligence, reason will say, no, you're supposed to be making masa on the bottom, not on the top. But other Ali radiallahu ta'ala will say, deen of Islam is what came from nakal, not akal. Nakal narration. Nakal what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. Nakal what Allah wants us to do. Not what we feel is right. Not what I interpret is right. Not what I feel is right. My opinion, my interpretation, my idea of Islam, no respect to elders, is what Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants us to do. Then we must do. And this tussle is old. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, he was not present in Makkah al-Mukarramah when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam experienced physical, bodily, spiritually the call of Mi'raj and went to meet Allah ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called his beloved and spoke to him. When he came, when the people came to him and they told him, did you hear your friend? He now says he is going to Jerusalem. And far beyond, will you believe that? Immediately, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala did not say if, why, but, when, how, those called 2002 questions. No. I believe it. He asked him, how can you believe it? Testing the first Khalifa of Islam without shadow of any doubt. Testing the best man after the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without a doubt. Testing. He stated, he talks to us about Jannah and Jahannam and the unseen. We believe it all. This is what, compared to what he is telling us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the title of As-Siddiq. Abu Jahl relied on his rationality and his intelligence and his power and his might. That is why you get two. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala displayed to us that deen is on nakal, deen is on narration, deen is on belief. Then action, then question. The Sahaba never even questioned that. Abu Jahl, did he not know Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the deen? Did he not know this? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was pious, righteous, honest, trustworthy. A person came to the Haram. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated. The Quraysh were having a meeting. The person came there and said, "I am from Arash. And I have come there. I sold some camels to Abu Jahl." Abu Jahl was not his name. His name was Abu Hatam bin Hishar. Nabi Abu Hatam, father of wisdom. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed to Abu Jahl, father of ignorance. And he came and said, "I sold some camels there, and he does not want to give my money. Could you please help me to get my rice?" So that congregation sent him to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said, "Go there to that man. He will help you to get your rice." They very well knew that Abu Jahl and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were not on good terms. But he mocked him here, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did that. The person went to him. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told the incident, the story. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Let's go to him." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Abu Jahl, his door, and knocked at the door. From inside, Abu Jahl said, "Who is this?" Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Muhammad, come down." It is stated that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, when the Quraysh said one of their men, "Go and spy and see what happens and what's spying." So they went there. So he started to report it. He says, Abu Jahl came down. And he came down and he stated, and he came down nervous. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "This man has sold you camels. Give him his rice, pay him his money, give him his juice." Abu Jahl said, "Wait, I said, go up and bring the money." He went up and brought the money again. People were astonished, surprised, "How did that happen?" Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, "Go do your business." He says, "May Allah bless you," and carried on. And he went to that group of Quraysh and says, "Verily, surely that man has got my rice for this." Abu Jahl came a little later and said, "What has become of you? Muhammad came and took this man's rice from you." He said, "Confound you." He said, "When he said, 'Muhammad, come down,' his voice struck terror in me. And all. And when I came down and he said, 'Give this man his view,' then behind him," Ibn Ishaq reports, Ibn Ishaq says, "but behind him, I saw a stallion which I've never seen before. Huge head, huge shoulders, and striking, ready to bite teeth. And when I saw this, I immediately went up and brought the money down, fearing that stallion would bite me." Did he not know Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Prophet of Allah? But he relied on ignorance, arrogance, stupidity, rusticity, all these things, and he left out wahi, he left out commandments of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we, respected elders, today, the message is very simple. Do not rely on our limited intelligence, rely on what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. If it's proven authentically, that you should dress like this, behave like this, eat like this, sit like this, walk like this, talk like this, speak like this, move like this, run like this, then you must do that. One more passing statement before I conclude. That each one of us should take stock. That am I happy to be a Muslim? Am I pleased that Allah is my Rabb? That am I happy that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Rasul? Am I happy that Islam is my way of life? On this I will continue someday.